Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Breakpoint Show. It's August 22nd, 2023. The last two episodes, I have forgotten to say the date. So now I have. So let's get beyond that. But I am here with Martin and Khalid. And welcome, guys. How's everything going?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I'm just looking at Martin's espresso machine in the back and thinking, man, I really could use an espresso right now.
I know. I could use a little European espresso. Yeah.
It's afternoon here and I can no longer take any espresso because I've had too many already.
Man. It's that geriatric millennial in Martin. You know, if he drinks coffee or caffeine past certain time, he just has to stay up.
He's up all night. The machine stays up all night, so we talk about like what we want to talk about in the episodes, and this one was kind of interesting, and we're going to talk about what you should do on your own to improve your career. Now I want to put a condition on this is what we are going to say you don't have to do. No one really has to do stuff on their own to have a career in software development or software engineering. If people want to come in and work from 8 to 5 and then do nothing else, hey, that's fine. They just have to know that they could be at a disadvantage. It's sad to say, but our industry is very much it's put on the onus sometimes of us to take a look at the future and what we want to do and gain those skills. But it doesn't mean that you have to do this. So I just wanted to say that right in at the beginning. So what we're talking about is if you have a inclination to improve yourself, we are going to talk about things that will help you do that.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds okay. Good.
Okay. I got all good. The disclaimers out of the way. So, and I'm not trying to, I don't want to offend anyone. I don't want to tell anyone that this is what they have to do. This is just what we have discovered, like the three of us going along our paths.
Yeah. Oh, I just got a text message from Martin saying I have to do this personally. Oh, geez, Martin. Come on. I know.
So. You have to do something else except sleeping. I mean, it gets you along and it got you really far, but now is the time to wake up and start working, man.
Yeah.
All right. So
what do you guys think is a reasonable thing to do outside of or inside of work, outside of work to improve yourself for your career and for your career at your current job or at gaining a better job and better employment?
Martin, do you want to go first or should I go first? I have thoughts.
I'll let you go first. Thoughts. I knew this. I knew it.
I have many thoughts. I think that's why we have the Breakpoint Show. But, you know, I guess the first thing, right, like when you look over across the development industry, it's really easy to think like, I'm going to write a bunch of code and everyone's going to use it, fall in love with it, and that's going to be my pathway to success. But there's a lot of small things I think a lot of people can do. And one of my favorite things really is just blogging. I think starting a technical blog, detailing technical problems you potentially run into and the solutions you find, that's always a good starting point for folks to do outside of, you know, outside their core work duties. And I think that's the kind of stuff that while you may not be able to show people your private corporate code, you can still detail and show people the work you are doing through these kind of blog posts. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah. But remember, don't give away secret sauce. Don't give away IP. Don't talk about like numbers, because I've worked with people that blogged about corporate things.
Yeah.
And they got into some serious trouble because they blogged about things that they shouldn't have, that could be like insider trading, giving away intellectual property information. So
yeah, if you're on the edge about is this secretive information or not, definitely run it by one of your coworkers or something like that. Just to make sure that you've kind of vetted it through a process. So, but I really think starting your own blog is always a good place to start for really anyone. And just getting out a blog post.
Can I quickly add something to that? I mean, we started this episode with the thought of talking about how you can advance your career in the technical sense of things. Mm-hmm. But also starting a blog is probably a good thing to learn to express yourself and express ideas and so on. Actually, when I look at my blog, for example, I would say that my first couple of blog posts, which are still online, and I keep them there just to remind me that I once was a really terrible writer. But you see improvement there in communicating what the actual problem is, how you're going to solve this, and what the train of thought there is. So it's not only good for you to try and figure out new technical things, but also it's good to actually get to communicate about those things.
Yeah. I'll definitely echo what Martin said. Like, make sure you're writing about things other people would care about. Like, my first blog posts were terrible too. They were like, I woke up today and I had some granola. It's like, who cares?
Wow. Yeah,
that's a diary. That's a diary. That's not a blog post. But I think take a step back and read like a bunch of blogs. Mm-hmm. Like, that is, you should write blog posts, but you should read 10 times as many.
Mm-hmm.
One is you just gain that knowledge from the community. And it's not very hard. You can, while you're taking a coffee break at work, or if you're taking your lunch, you can read over some stuff. I mean, because there are lots of people that have great ideas that could help you in that work that you're trying to do for the afternoon or the next day. So read blogs as well as start your own blog and write some blogs.
Yeah. And definitely
on a side note there.
Oh, go ahead, Martin.
Yeah. So if you want to read blogs as well, there's the Morning Dew and the Morning Brew, for example, that you can find, which is kind of like an aggregate of some interesting blog posts for the day. So you don't even have to follow everyone yourself. You can actually just go there every single morning and browse through a couple of the top links that are there. And
we'll put those in the show notes. And the another one is Michael Eaton, a buddy of mine, does his links every Monday. Mm-hmm. So he puts out a page of links every Monday, and that's interesting. I think he actually put our podcast in one a few weeks ago. So
cool.
So,
all right. Yeah.
Nice.
So, blogging is a good place to start to kind of also piggyback off what Chris said in terms of reading. I think going to open source repositories and reading code and seeing what people are trying to solve, like what problems people are trying to solve, is also a really good place to start. Because you kind of can see not only how people code and like the style in our ecosystem, and you can kind of take hints and tips from that. You can also discover things maybe you didn't know and kind of expand your knowledge base. Given open source is both like solving a particular problem or also the mechanics of delivering open source, you probably get to learn a lot of things looking at open source projects that maybe you don't get to do in your day-to-day. So things like setting up a CI/CD pipeline is something a lot of open source projects have to do. Managing releases and patches, deploying to NuGet, those kind of things. So those are things sometimes outside of regular coding skills that are probably really good to have in your toolbox. So looking at open source projects and how they do that is a big one, which then leads to the third thing that I think if you're adventurous enough, Definitely try to start your own side project. It doesn't have to be the world's greatest project. One of my most popular NuGet packages is console tables, and all it does is take a collection and make a table in a console. Like, it's not it's not rocket surgery. It doesn't solve, you know, the ills of the
rocket,
world.
Rocket surgery?
Yeah, rocket surgery, man. That's what it's about.
So while the rocket's on the launch pad, or are you talking about rocket surgery as the rocket is traveling to its destination? Because totally different things. So
yes. Yes to both of those. So okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mark. Yeah,
so speaking about those side projects, do you think that they should be public at all times, or is it totally fine to just fiddle on some code basis on your own and just keep them private and just tinker away?
You know, it's funny. Like, you kind of have to look at yourself and think about who you are, because the internet can sometimes feel like a hostile place. And if you have any insecurity, making that code public might kind of like feel dangerous or feel like an attack on you if someone comments on it or says something. And plus, people can be jerks online.
No.
Hey, they exist, Chris. They're out there. I don't know who they are, but I'm not going to name names.
They don't want you to know who they are either. That's the problem. So
it's those egg avatars, damn it. Like, yeah. No, you never know. But so you can do it both ways, but I think the greatest benefit is making it public, because you can typically get feedback. And if it goes well, you might actually start to build networking connections with people who use your project, who maybe contribute. Maybe they write blog posts about your stuff, and you can kind of start gaining a profile to some degree. Maybe not super .NET famous, but you know, you start growing a professional network outside of your work culture. So those are advantages.
Yeah, I think you hit on a big thing. And one of the most important things I always tell if I'm mentoring someone or someone younger who's just trying to get in our industry, or I always go, your network, just like anything, if your network is very important. And you know what? I wish it didn't have to be. I wish that people's individual skills and accomplishments could speak for themselves, but it is good to have that. But it's good to have friends. It's good to have a community that if you're in trouble or you get laid off. I mean, right now, look at all the people that have been laid off over the last like 6 months. Mm-hmm. And you can't go on LinkedIn without someone asking people to like help, and because they're looking for work. And I always found that I'll take the very last verse of that the Beatles ever published. In the end, the love that you get is equal to the love that you make. And it's very true. I don't ever say do things because you're expecting something back. You shouldn't do that, but you should. If you help people, they'll help you back. And our community is very open to everyone. And if someone comes in and tries to give, like a blog post, or they have a open source project, or they have a little side project that they're working on, you know, people will go, hey, that's cool, and like re-X whatever X, or post about it, repost about it in Mastodon or repost it on Twitter/X. But the whole thing is build your network, like become friends, help out someone who needs some help. Mm-hmm. And because you never know when you're going to need some help in return.
You know, it's funny you say that, because anecdotally, like the way I got my job at JetBrains was I wrote a blog post, and I think Hadi and Martin read it. And then that's kind of what snowballed into me working at JetBrains. So not saying that's going to be everybody's story, but definitely like a good fairy tale moment for me. Not that I believe in too many fairy tales, but
well,
funny enough, I mean, Martin, every day I sign off from JetBrains, Martin calls me and he reads me a fairy tale. Then we kind of end the day on that, which is kind of nice.
You need a bedtime story.
Brother Grimm fairy tales are not happy. If you've actually read the original, like the original versions of most of the Brother Grimm fairy tales, they're not real. They're a little dark.
Those are the ones Martin reads me. He's specifically like, hey, this could happen to you if you don't.
Hansel and Gretel, I mean, they throw the witch into the fire, into the oven. I mean, that wasn't very good for the witch. So
yeah.
It wasn't this I guess they lived happily ever after because they found their dad, but
Go ahead, Chris.
How, if someone was doing a side project, I always am curious on how they should ask for help or ask for people to look at it, to review it. Has anyone reached out to you and said, hey, I have this open source project. I don't know if it's any good. Will you look at it? Or do you mostly discover things because they write a blog post or someone puts it into a list of things to look at?
And I think it starts with a little bit of self-promotion, right? You put something out there, and it's not that a lot of people are all of a sudden going to come and discover what you put out there, but maybe post something on Reddit, post something on Twitter/X, post something on Mastodon, ask some people to look at it, maybe ask someone to retweet something, and then people will actually come and give you feedback on that thing. Even if it's a good idea, if it's a bad idea, like Khalid mentioned, you will get those as well. But at least you will get some feedback, you will get noticed, and from there on, you can start expanding on the idea and building out the project that you want to build.
Yeah. I have had people reach out to me. I mostly go on NuGet and try to scan through the swamp that is corporate packages to find things that are you know, made by community members, like individual developers. My recent blog post, I think I wrote about an HTTP server somebody wrote called Sisk, S-I-S-K. And that individual emailed me just the other day saying like, hey, I thank you for writing this blog post. And now they're like, I'm going to put a bit more effort into it and try to do things with it. So, yeah, I mean, I guess for me, finding projects is always like, I look through GitHub or NuGet and go through that. I follow some social media feeds. I think it's incumbent on our community to kind of help keep all of us educated in some way as to like what's happening and the trends inside of .NET. That said, sometimes it's hard to kind of hear the community over the marketing hype that happens within .NET. So
yeah,
it's finding that balance.
You know, we're coming out of a pandemic and where a lot of us were like separated physically. So I'm going to say also start going out to some events, like meeting up with people. I always say meet people in 3D because it is so easy to keep ourselves separated physically. And because we can do like this, we can talk to each other on screens, but there is something to be said about meeting someone in person and sharing a meal with them, or having, if you're inclined to have a drink, have a beer, or in the morning meet up for coffee. I think there we all need to build that habit again of meeting up with people in the real world. I'll take a thing from the Matrix. So a couple weeks ago, like in Grand Rapids, we had Beer City Code, and we pulled together, I don't know, 400 or 500 people. But it was just nice to see a lot. I hadn't seen a lot of people since before the pandemic. And it was just really nice to see people, say hi, catch up, and just have a few minutes to show some appreciation that you're meeting up again with people. And I got some not leads, but like some information, and we, a few people plan on getting together over the next couple of weeks and getting out for like lunch or dinner, and just really having more time to catch up. So find those events, find those like cheaper conferences. Like there are some in your region around Saturdays. Go out on like Meetup or Eventbrite and find those events that are out there, because one, you're going to build your network. You're going to meet new, interesting people that probably want to meet you and exchange ideas. So like go out and make an effort to like meet people.
Mm. I think that's a good point, going to user groups and so on, because events are a little bit bigger, but very often there are small communities that get together every month or every couple of months to talk about specific topics and so on. And we always talk about the .NET community, but actually it's a .NET community of smaller .NET communities, because you have folks doing Blazor, you have folks doing just C#, you have folks being more generalist and so on. And if you can find a meetup that matches what you're currently doing, maybe what side project you're building and so on, you get a really good place where it's very often safe to talk about what you're building, maybe make some promotion, get some people to be early adopters of those things. And the nice thing about it being a community of smaller communities is that pretty much no one is going to be only part of one of those sub-communities. So if you talk about someone about a Blazor component you're building at a Blazor meetup, someone else is going to mention this at another place, and maybe you will get also some downloads, some feedback from people trying out your side project, or maybe reading your blog because someone mentioned it and things like that. So yeah, definitely go to those as well.
Yeah,
that's a really good point. I will say too, like we talk about .NET, you were mentioning .NET communities and niche communities inside it, but there's always like side communities that relate to our community. So if you're an entrepreneur and you're trying to like get this startup idea off the ground, going to a startup meetup might be interesting. You might be talking to folks building on like Node or Ruby or any one of those other tech stacks, but you'll find that you're running into the same issues and problems, right? And I think that's always good to talk to those folks who are approaching it not from the maybe a technical aspect, but from like a practical aspect. Like they're trying to solve a business problem or a social problem with technology. So going to meetups that maybe aren't labeled .NET is also a good place to show people like, hey, I'm building a side project that solves a particular issue. What do you folks think of this?
Yeah.
And plus you can get more objective feedback because they're exactly. not maybe so committed to .NET from that perspective. So
exactly. Yeah. I was going to say the exact same thing. The other thing that I always tell people that they should look at is mentoring. And it doesn't have to be this formal mentoring thing, but just meet people, either be a mentor if you have some experience, like, you know, we all have people that helped us when we were earlier in our careers. For the people that have longer careers, you always have people that gave to you. And I always say, pay it forward. Like, make sure that you're not taking all that gratitude and not sharing it with someone else. So, like, if you are trying to get into a new area, like maybe you're a web developer and you want to get into mobile development, find someone in the community that you look up to and reach out to them and just go, hey, do you have a little bit of time? I just want to pick your brain and ask you a few questions about what you're doing. Or it could be over anything. It could be over if you find someone that blogs, that you like their blog, like ask them, like, how do you recommend I set up a blog, or what should I be thinking about when I write a blog post? Because it is, it's hard to get going on anything. So asking for help. And that's the thing. People just don't realize that everyone is out to help people. All you have to do is ask. And you know what? If someone says no or they don't have time, it doesn't mean that you don't ask someone else. So I always say, like, get some mentors or get people that you look up to that have those skills or that knowledge that you're trying to gain and pick their brain. But also, when you get up to that point where you have some experience, help out the people that are coming behind you, because they were in a place that you were, that we all were at, and they're, it's a scary place to come into our community. And help out people that you don't look like. I always say that, sadly, our community is traditionally is very, very one way. So help out and make sure that you're in the community and make sure that everyone is welcomed. If you see stuff that you don't like, say something. So tell what have you guys, you know, someone recommended that we talk about at the end of the show, some things that we found that are helping us, like maybe some projects or a person that you want to plug, some open source projects. So Khalid, tell us some things that you want to plug for this episode. I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh, yeah, I guess to me, if I had to, I'm thinking, like, what am I excited about and who's doing some good stuff in .NET? I mean, Avalonia folks, I think they're worth mentioning always, just because they feel like they're going to be mainstream any day now. And I think people should pay attention to that for sure. You know, I think there's a lot of people in our community still writing blog posts. So anytime you see a .NET blog post, be sure to boost or retweet it or post it or whatever you need to do to kind of get their stuff out. It's not necessarily an endorsement, but I think having and sharing those ideas is always good because it starts a conversation in our community. So, and I want to see more conversations that aren't the same conversations that we've had for the last 10 years.
Yeah,
that to me is what's exciting about seeing people new to blogging that are writing about new subjects. So
yeah,
that's what I want to promote.
Let's not cause any more drama. We have enough drama in
this
in
is true
about that community. Let's show some positive, some kind of uplifting stuff. So yeah. Martin, how about you? Any interesting things that you've found or people?
Yes and no. So not directly. So for the past couple of days, I've been hands down knee deep into the waters of Kubernetes and actually deploying an application there. Could be .NET, could be Node.js. In our case, it's a Node.js application. But I will say this has been really, really fun to do because it's a different thing. I have been deploying to Azure and different servers and load balancers in the past. But this has been a couple of fun days really figuring out how to work with this Kubernetes thing. There's probably already more than enough blog posts about that out there. But still, it widened my horizon, really. And I think, again, that is a good thing to do when you're building out your career as well. Just try something new every once in a while, even if it's a new thing for an older concept. But still, you will broaden your horizon and learn things.
Cool. So I haven't seen anything lately that has got me excited, but I'll give people what I do every year. So at the beginning of every year, I always sit down and I think about three things that I want to learn over the next year. And it doesn't have to be technology. Like sometimes it's just trying to be a better public speaker or be a better leader. But most time, at least two of those three are new skills. Like this year, I'm trying to learn Rust, which is a fascinating language. But if you get deep into it, it has a whole different paradigm of constructs and the way that the language works than .NET. Like you can code kind of similar to .NET in Rust, but if you really want to get good at it, there's a whole different kind of way of thinking. So I'm trying to learn that right now. But so like push yourself to learn new things.
Okay. Hey, you know, that might be an interesting thing for a future episode. So if folks want to leave comments, see if Chris wants to teach Martin and I Rust, I think that would be a pretty cool episode.
That would be fun. Yep.
Wow. Okay. On that note, we hope you have enjoyed this episode. Like Khalid said, like reach out to us, put comments. We've had a couple comments out on the YouTube channel. Haven't had one so far on our website, breakpoint.show. But if you want us to talk about something, if you agree with us and want to give us some new ideas, if you don't agree with us and you want to have a civil discourse about why you don't agree with us, like go out, make some comments, pass along this episode and our show to other people. So be nice and pass it along if you do like what we talk about. We will be back in 2 weeks with another episode. But I just want to say thank you. And I appreciate everyone in the community, especially you two, my co-hosts. And so thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.